Well, special moments call for special guests, even on the days where they're usually not on the show. And that is our what we got right here. I'm not sure if it's Danny Woods or Tiger Woodhead. I'm not sure which one it is, but I do know that we got Danny Woodhead on the line. And you know, I know you were you up at 3:45 a.m. getting your body ready to go like Tiger was for the Masters? Were you doing that?
You know, it takes a long time to get the old body. I'm a lot like Tiger.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of time to get the body just, you know, oiled up for the match. And, you know, I had to go through my pre-round routine.
See, okay, so I want to like go back and work our way up to yesterday. Okay. I was the analogy I just gave is if the Tiger Woods fan club was the Titanic, I was one of the band members that kept on playing all the way till it sunk. Like, it took a long time for me to finally go, you know what? I think the guy's probably done. Where were you at? Like, did you feel like he was probably did you lose hope at some point over the last decade?
I got to be honest. And this isn't because he won. I was like the lead singer without musicians. I was still singing, and my musicians quit on me.
Right.
Because I honestly thought there was still a chance. After he started to come back last year.
Yes.
And I think part of it's just because I really like him, and I've been such a fanboy of him, that I always thought he was going to figure it out. Now, did I think it was going to, did I know it was going to happen? I can't say I knew, but I, especially after last year, I thought the possibility. Because, yes, everyone, they want to say, like, oh, yeah, he's playing really good golf. You know, it's not the Tiger of old, but it's.
Right. They wanted to minimize it. Right.
I saw and felt the Tiger of old yesterday. Like I legitimately, and I would actually say all 4 days, he played like he used to. Like when he would go out and just not make mistakes and make sure he makes some birdies. And he really did it. And it was, I thought it was an amazing 4 rounds of golf. Yeah, did he miss some shots? Of course, everyone does. And you're going to just get some quirky things that can happen at Augusta. But right. he did some amazing things, I thought.
Yeah. To me, Danny, even though he was in the lead at one point in the British Open on Sunday in the back nine, to me it was the PGA Championship last year where it was the first time I had kind of like, in my mind, I thought, okay, he can win again. Like, this is a real thing. He can win again. And so I had lost hope, but I'm with you. Like, everything that occurred to the British Open, to the PGA Championship, to him winning the tournament in August last year, like, all made it so it wasn't crazy to think that he could go win this weekend then.
Oh, yeah. And you know what else is crazy? Is we get into after round three, and everyone's like, Molinari's just playing so good. And Molinari was playing so good. But they're like, Molinari's just, I don't know if he's unstoppable. Like, he's playing golf better than any. He did not play better than Tiger the first 3 days. Tiger missed probably 8 putts that he should have made.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he could have made, like 8 putts he should have made. And so if you take that, it's like, well, Tiger should have been up like 5 or 6 then. And no one took that into consideration. Like, he was absolutely a surgeon around that golf course. And the thing is, like, you look at, and I understand people didn't want to give him credit, but like, he hit the ball left to right, right to left, and his irons were so disgustingly good that like,
his iron game's absurd. I mean, I don't think people get it. Like, if he got a clean look at a pin, it was a dart.
Oh, and the thing is, now, maybe this is far-fetched, because I don't remember, but I don't even remember him hitting his irons like this. Like, I remember him hitting it long, I remember him sinking more putts,
mm-hmm.
but I don't remember him hitting it this close this often all the time. Like,
yeah,
it's almost too, like, the whole injury, yeah, it's miserable and terrible, but it's almost like I heard Ricky on a post-tournament interview saying how he's, like, kind of fell back in love with the game, and it's almost like you can see that because it's almost like he's motivated again. And I think he's motivated to play against all the guys that looked up to him because, Nick, unless something catastrophic happens, and I hope it doesn't, he's not going anywhere for the next 10 years.
No, he's not. I mean, all of a sudden, it's crazy how the whole conversation about him getting to Jack's 18 majors was a huge part of the conversation. Then that went away, and it was like, well, can Tiger just win again? And now that he's won again, I think him getting to 18 majors is very much in the conversation now.
Well, I think it's so much in the conversation. Yeah, we might want to watch out. He might get another one this year.
Oh, gosh,
I mean,
yeah.
Look at Bethpage.
Mm-hmm.
Look at
Pebble. Yeah.
What did he win at Pebble, like by 15?
Yes.
Like at the Open?
Yeah.
So there's just – he's familiar with places. And, I mean, let's just be honest, he's pretty good. And I don't ever remember – now, he sprayed a few, but, like, I don't ever remember him hitting his driver like he hit his driver on Sunday. Or – the last 4 days.
Yeah, he drove the ball really well. That was his issue at the PGA. Like, if someone would, like, he couldn't hit the fairway. He was killing it at the PGA, and he was having to make shots out of the rough and scramble and all that stuff. He just couldn't.
He missed, like, his first 8 fairways
yeah.
On Sunday at the PGA.
It was remarkable. What did you make? Because you and I grew up on, and everybody, I guess everybody, like there was the Tiger of old was like, you know, fist pumps, cussing, throwing clubs, tons of emotion. He was a cool, calm, stoic, poised. Like, really the only time he showed emotion, Danny, was after he made the putt to win on 18 on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it was just something he tried to stay within himself a little bit. Yeah, it wasn't how he used to be. But I think some of that, too, he's just, I don't know. That's kind of how he's approached, I feel like, the whole comeback, too. Like, if you look back, there's never been too much rah-rah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's just because he's just so happy he's playing again, and then he's trying to stay focused. Who knows? But, man, it was one of the coolest. Like, I was talking to my brother-in-law, and I don't know how many people I talked to yesterday, but it was one of the coolest sports moments of my life. Might have been. And, like, this is crazy, but, like, the satisfaction I had in yesterday, I felt was as high as a lot of the satisfaction I had in my own career.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, like, one of the coolest experiences I've ever had.
Yeah, I'm totally right there with you. Like, to me, I think it probably was the number one coolest sports moment of my life, and I'd have to, the only thing I could compare it to was the 2016 NBA Finals when LeBron and the boys came back down from 3-1. Like, that's the only other thing that I could compare it to, and to me, this one trumps it. Like, the emotions I felt
totally
for 4
agree.
Hours yesterday were number one to me.
I don't know if you were like this, but, like, it was hard to come down.
Yeah.
After it was hard to come down, and then when I did, I don't even remember falling asleep. I was so tired. once I got into bed, I was like, oh man.
Yeah
it was incredible.
What, Danny, for you, and I don't know how much you've read up on, I should give you, there's a book by Armin Kontayan about Tiger Woods that's, you know, really amazing. What the personal side of it, you know, like because I don't know what's more amazing, the golf comeback or the personal comeback. I mean, this is a guy who's, his life totally fell apart. I mean, completely fell apart. And then to see him with, you know, hug his two kids and his mom's there and his girlfriend's there, like, he just, the personal comeback element of it was just as remarkable.
Oh, I agree. You know, some people are like, oh, you like Tiger, but he's just, I'm like, yeah, I like Tiger the golfer.
Right.
You know, like, some people are like, just because I like Tiger doesn't mean I agree with all the...
Right, like you're signing off on, like, infidelity or something like that.
Yeah,
it's like, well,
yeah,
of course.
I never said that. But, like, I would say, like, if you can tell just by his peers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his peers back in the day, he really didn't have many friends. Now he's chatting it up with people. I think you could even just tell. You know, I don't know if it was because of the way he was raised and you had to be a golfer, yada, yada, so, or mental toughness, discipline, yada, yada, yada. It wasn't fun, but, like, he has, like, such a, I don't want to, maybe joy, happiness. Like, when he was done playing, I've never, even when he won and he was fist pumping, I never saw him as happy as I saw him yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. He seems,
he was genuinely happy.
He seems at peace. Like, just with that, you know, like, even, like, there's still, don't get it twisted, there's that burning desire to win that still exists. But I know this sounds cheesy, but I think he realizes that, like, hey, man, like, I am happy to be back out here. I got my kids there. Like, I think when he was really rolling, there was this, I feel like when he would win, it was the tiger scowl just never went away. And I think that is just sometimes draining to a person.
Oh, yeah. And he was like, he never enjoyed it. It's like, yep, I won. All right, next tournament.
Yes.
Next tournament. And I think that's the great thing about his attitude now. It's like he looks like he's thoroughly enjoying it. Like, he looked like he thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, back in the day, I don't know if he would have ever looked at Stevie Williams and said, we did it, like he did to Joey yesterday.
Right.
Like, it just seems like he's a different person. Do I know him? No. Do I act like we're best friends? Yes. But but the thing is, like, he legitimately looks happy, cares about people around him, because I just don't think he cared about people around him.
Right. No, he didn't. And I mean, that's a fact.
Right. From everything you hear.
Yeah.
And now, like, Ricky's calling him T-Dub. Him and JT and T-Dub,
right?
They love practicing together, and, like, it doesn't surprise them at all that he won.
I think,
like,
it's really, I don't think people understand, given the icy relationship he had with a lot of people on the tour, the fact that all those guys stood outside Butler Cabin and waited for him is really telling. Like, really, right. Really telling.
Well, you're only going to stand out there for someone, like, if you really want to, you know, congratulate them, or
right,
like a friend or someone that, like, you're, like, really sincerely happy for. Otherwise, it's like, peace out. I'm going to actually leave. I don't really care about this. But no, they were out there, and they were all excited. They were all smiling. Like, it was their best friend winning.
Right. The other thing I wanted to ask you,
I thought that was awesome.
So did I. I wanted to, like, I've only had, you know, in my athletic career, I had a lot of nagging stuff. I only had one big injury. I dislocated my shoulder my senior year of football and all that. But I never really had any other catastrophic ones, but I had a lot of nagging stuff. I mean, obviously, when you're playing the NFL, like, as long as you did, like, your battle with your body is a real thing. And real quick, I just wonder, so in 2008, Tiger tore his ACL. 2010, he had a massive neck injury. 2011, sprained MCL, hurt his Achilles. 2012, tore his Achilles. 2014, back surgery. 2015, back surgery. 2017, back surgery, spinal fusion. Like, the grind of the recovery for just to get out and play a round of golf is remarkable, let alone get his body back to where it is now.
Yeah, I mean, That's something crazy.
Yes.
I mean, in the torque that he still puts on his body is kind of crazy. And this is the other thing that people probably don't understand, because I understood it on such a small level last year. But I played in the Nebraska AM and ended up playing all 4 days.
Yeah.
And that's a very, very walkable course in Fremont.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back Sunday when I was finished, and I felt like I just got put through the ringer. I was like, what on earth just happened? I didn't even want to swing a club. And that's just me on a very walkable course, not Augusta.
Yeah, I've played Fremont. That's very walkable.
Yes, and it's mentally draining, though, playing in a tournament like that for 4 days, just trying to place. And I'm not even playing for my, like, career. I'm not playing for money. I'm not playing, you know, for anything like that. And that's no practice rounds either. Like, they're putting in a
full week, pretty
every
much.
Week.
Yeah.
And so, like, my respect for golfers, period, went through the roof after that week.
Right.
And then, if you're putting on, like, people with just a terrible medical history, I can't even imagine that even more.
Yeah.
Because the 4 days is a grind. They're doing 5 to 6 days multiple times a year. So in order to do that, you have to be in some sort of shape. Maybe not like you don't have to be shredded, but you have to be in some sort of shape because it physically takes a toll on you.
No question about it. Well, Danny Woods, Tiger Woodhead, all one and the same. I mean, what a day, right? I mean, that was it was
the
amazing.
The only thing, the thing that was kind of you didn't even hear much about because it was such a big deal, and I didn't even really hear much about was the Nebraska spring game. And then,
yep.
And then, you know, I got to be honest, I'm pretty excited to get my boy Doc Sadler back.
Isn't it fun? Get Doc back in there?
Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freaking, he had guys like Cookie Miller out there running and jumping and Brandon Richardson, like just a bunch of guys my size running around, and they were now they scored 55 points a game,
right?
They only gave up like 57.
Right. Well, here, I listen, Doc was I played against Collier's teams twice, and then I played against Doc's teams twice, and I'm telling you, the one thing from experience, like when you played against Doc's teams, like you had a fight on your hands, like you were gonna, those guys were gonna fight you. And, like, that's something that I feel like you combine that with, like, Hoiberg's offensive expertise, that's a pretty good combo right there. You know?
I think it's going to be, and there's going to be some funny jokes, too.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Well, are you going to the golf course today? I mean, I assumed you got to get out there and play. You got Masters fever, right?
Yeah, I already played this morning.
Look at you, had a kid. You know what? I love you, man. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. I mean, as a fellow Tiger fan, yesterday was great. I was hoping you were going to be able to come on the show today. I'm glad that you finally you hit up George to be able to come on. I was glad we talked.
I read something where someone on Twitter wanted me to jump on the show just because of it, and I was like, I think it probably is. Probably the right time.
Probably the right move. Probably the right move. I love it.
Hey, and everyone, listeners, props to George for really letting this thing go down.
It's all George. Without George, it's not possible, right? It's
well,
just
people,
not.
People don't know this, but George, he's kind of like a counselor.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, man.
That's great. I love it. All right, Danny, you are the man, my friend, and go Tiger, all right? Go Tiger.
Hey, go Tiger. We'll see you later.
Sounds good. Danny Woodhead. Love it. All right, we got to quickly shift gears and take a Kit Kat and get to Vers. We'll man it up with Vers when we come back.